Hey listeners, welcome to another bonus episode. Ironically, even though your support has helped us to update Tease's audio equipment, our audio system sort of just said, nope, this week, and we accidentally ended up recording Tease on their desktop audio, so we don't get the beautiful, crisp microphone sound that we normally have, so apologies, but that should be fixed next week. In addition to that, I have content warnings for this week's episode. You should be aware that when we start discussing deviled eggs, you will hear some typing and clicking sounds from Tease's end. If that's something that's going to bother you, just start skipping ahead when you hear us start talking about that. Otherwise, some content warnings include discussion of religion, theology, spirituality, colonialism, literal fire and pitchfork mobs, the insensitive depiction of indigenous tribes, historical slave labor, funerary practices, and dead digital pets. If any of those are things that you don't want to hear about or may be upsetting to you, I encourage you to take a step back from this episode and join us again next week. Thank you so much again for all of your support, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Author's Note bonus episode. I'm your host, Tease, and today I'm with my good pal, Cass. Cass, are you ready to learn so many things that you don't need to learn about today?
You made it sound like I'm not a host of this podcast, and I'm a little offended.
I'm so sorry.
So, as of this episode, the podcast will be ending. I will be terminating it. I didn't expect for this messy breakup to happen. We're only 49 seconds into recording, and frankly, Tease, it's a new record. Call me Paul McCartney. I'm out.
Cass is my co-host. We are each other's
co-host. Oh, your co-host. The assistant to the host.
I just said we're each other's co-host. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, hi guys. So you lovingly gave us $50 a month on Patreon. And this has been a long time coming. I'm sorry that this took so long to come out. But welcome to our funny little Neopets Pantheon episode. I have been percolating on this for so long. Cass, how do you feel about this? Are you ready?
I'm really excited. Before we properly jump into it, though, I would like to thank our patrons.
Yes.
We're over this goal now.
Yes.
But the contributions that you guys have made it possible for us to not only break even on making this podcast, but to dedicate more time to it, more resources to it. We were able to upgrade Tease's mic and basically Tease's whole setup because of your contributions, which is immensely helpful. You know, we're able to say, you know, we're having a really rough week. We need somebody to help edit, and we're able to hire Panda to do that for us, which is really, really incredible and really wonderful. Just as a little fun talk about the Patreon, I know we talk about it in most of our other episodes, but I do think it's worth highlighting here because this is a bonus episode that was made possible by our patrons. At the $1 tier on Patreon, you're able to vote and help contribute to deciding what sort of episodes we talk about in the future. You know, you get access to all sorts of fun little bonus mini episodes that we do early when we release them like this. You guys get them first now. We've decided that that's a thing that, you know, we can make possible for you, and it feels like a small way that we can say thank you to you. $5 patrons are able to get access to Friend of the Show benefits, which allows them not only to vote in polls, but also to get the cool, fun bonus episodes of Show and Tell, Book Club, whatever those may be for the month. We have instituted some fun new goals on our Patreon if you're interested in checking them out. If we meet $100 a month, we're going to bring on some of our past guests to play Gartic Phone and put out a video for you guys. At $150 a month, we'll make Show and Tell a bi-weekly podcast that is available to our patrons. And at $300, Tease and I are going to do an Earthbound playthrough. I've never played Earthbound. I'm very unfamiliar with it. I think it's related to Mother 3. I don't know.
It is.
There's a little Earthbound boy named Ness in it, maybe.
Earthbound 2. Earthbound is Mother 2.
Are we not going to play Mother 1?
No, don't worry about it. It's
okay.
It's, yeah, same with Mother 3. It's kind of a similar situation, but Earthbound is still good standalone. It's fine.
Okay. But we're going to play that for you guys.
Yeah, I really love Earthbound. I've played it multiple-ish times, I would say.
And so with that out of the way, Jesus is going to indoctrinate me into a church today. I have my Uncrustable. I am ready to imbibe the flesh of the fairy.
Yeah, close enough. So,
yay!
So, hi guys, I'm Tease. If you don't know me personally, Neopets, I guess, is like my special interest, my longest hobby, my cringe personality at this train. Either way, I've been playing Neopets for almost 20 years now. I think about this site a lot.
Wowza.
Yeah, July 2019.
I want to say 9 times out of 10 when we get started recording and you're distracted and I say, what are you doing? You go, my Neopets dailies.
Yeah, essentially. I usually, when I wait for episodes to start, I usually play around in the Battle Dome to pass time. Anyway, so this is kind of like a pseudo-continuation episode of our Neopets and Scientology episode. So if you haven't listened to that, nor if you know anything about the origin, the history, what Neopets is, I highly recommend you give that episode a listen. So without further ado, it's time for my eyes to glow and I word vomit on Cass. And hi, if you play Neopets, I have a Neopets Twitter, which is Count Von Ru, like the name of the NPC. I talk a lot about Chias and split paintbrushes and stuff like that. So if you are a Neopets player, come holla at Yatis. So on Neopets, there's technically no mention of religion allowed. However, there obviously is evidence to believe that there are some strains of religion present within the website.
Can you explain for the unindoctrinated what Neopets is?
Yeah, so Neopets is a virtual children's site where it's not even children's site anymore. It's a virtual pet site where you can own pets, paint them to look different, dress them up, let them fight each other and NPCs. You can own a shop, you could partake in stocks, you can bet, you can read your pets books. There's a really bumping art scene on Neopets. A lot of people who learned how to code as a child learned it through Neopets or their MySpace page, I guess, or their Tumblr. So Neopets is really important to young millennials, I would say, as a whole. I started playing in 2002. It's, like I said, been something I've done consistently. And there's a lot of fun things you could do. There's a little bit of everything for everybody in the episode that we did on Neopets and Scientology. I talk about how the site's a little bit in shambles right now because of the conversion over from Flash to HTML5. But with every update, more and more stuff is getting converted and starting to get a little bit better, which is really nice. So I also want to preface this by saying that don't take this seriously. I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic, so this is very clearly under the guise of Christianity. So please be gentle with me if I miss anything glaringly obvious to you as somebody of a different religion. I would love to hear if you have any input on other Neopets religious texts. I think it would be really fun, even if you used to play and just kind of like ruminated on some stuff, or if you're still an active player. I definitely have friends who listen to the show that are still active players, so I'd love to hear everybody's thought. I mean, because this game was made, in fact, by humans in the real world, of course there's going to be pieces of our lives that slip into the game without even realizing. This is a for funsies episode. I know religion is always looming somewhere in the corner, and it's okay. This is just a goof 'em up, you know, this is just a goofy episode. So I also planned on talking about the trading card game and the video games for the series, but I'm tired and I don't know that much about that lore. So if you are really into the Neopets TCG or the Neopets video games, like one of my friends who actually helped me out with some information for this episode, feel free to just continue the conversation, whether it's an email or a comment on the YouTube or the Patreon, or even if it's just a reply on Twitter. I genuinely would love to hear and talk about this more. This is such a fun topic for me. So without further ado, most of the lands around Neopia, which is the world on the website, include some form of monarchy, and some monarchies include like the Keeper of Time, King Skarl, and the fairies. From a historical standpoint, monarchs are obviously chosen by the gods or whatever higher being there is, and So from like some softcore standpoint, gods do exist because there are monarchies in this game. But if we were to believe that Niobian rulers were set to the same like authorities that humans do, this would automatically prove a possibility of religion within Neopets that's just not talked about. But these lands in particular that I'm talking about right here kind of stand out as the most obvious possibilities where there could be religion held, because each quote-unquote land, country, whatever you want to call them in this game, has its own lore and its own groups of pet species and paintbrushes and gimmicks to them. And I also do want to mention that some of these said gimmicks have not really aged well. I mean, if you play like Mystery Island is kind of a little like yeah. So because of these weird stereotypes in game, there we should really kind of be treading this with caution, and it's kind of hard to retcon at this point, especially something like Mystery Island that's been part of the existence of the site literally since the beginning. So yes, Neopets kind of has some bad like tribal things, like tribal culture that's primitive and stuff like that that goes on in the site. But at the end of the day, this is just me speculating, and the site itself doesn't really put an emphasis on that anymore. But it still does exist in flavor text and stuff like that.
But does Neopets do colonialism?
So there is this one town in the Haunted Woods that's supposed to be kind of Victorian era, and they do like pitchfork and torch one guy out of town because he's ugly and a Frankenstein type. So yeah, there's probably colonialism there.
Hey Neopets, we need to talk.
The fact that I was able to give you an answer God help me. So the first one on our list is Happy Valley, which is a part of Terror Mountain. And Happy Valley, Ice Caves, and Terror Mountain are three separate maps, a part of the whole of Terror Mountain. So it has this kind of like nebulous winter theme to it.
Sounds like the path of the afterlife. You got Happy Valley, it's heaven. You got whatever the second one you said was.
Ice Caves.
And then Terror Mountain, as hell, baby.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Case closed. Episode over.
You did it. So, Terror Mountain is just like the tip of the mountain. The ice caves are like these middle ground, coldy, freezy stuff. So it's pretty ambiguously like winter and ice related. However, Happy Valley has more of like a Christmas village feel to it in appearance. Shop signs are made of candy canes, which we're not 100% sure what the origins of candy canes are, but folklore does tell us that candy sticks were made to pacify children in Germany in the 1600s during Christmas Eve Mass, and later on were shaped like a hook to symbolize the hooks of shepherds that visited baby Jesus. But I mean, I also did learn in elementary school CCD that pretzels were shaped like that because they were a hug from God or some shit. So I don't know how much I really believe religious food lore, but
if you're looking at decorated pine trees, right, that harkens back to Saturnalia, which was pagan festivities that were then converted for the sake of Christianity to create Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think this episode is going to be really fun, if only to talk about the importance of contextualization and how much symbols and visual identifiers play into our everyday lives without us realizing. Context and nuance are rich, and there are deep wells of unintended symbology that you implant into your work without realizing it.
So I mentioned this later on, but there's also a land called Haunted Woods that's horror themed, and there's a lot of Halloween imagery. So I talked about Samhain for the same reasons, essentially. And for my professional Neopetters out there listening, there's obviously the Christmas paintbrush as well that exists and is kind of like home base is in the Happy Valley, but we're going to talk about that later. It's not explicitly mentioned in the site itself, but in the TCG lore, there's also an underground frozen king that protects a species of pets that lives in the caves called Boris. And the Keeper of Time, which is the name of the king, is as frozen as Walt Disney's head and is only awoken to protect his people, the Bori species, And that seems pretty godlike to me, if you ask me. His magic was given to him by the fairies, which I'm going to talk about those fairies later. But I also feel like if you're a species that lives underground, protected by your sleeping king, then you're obviously going to treat him like a god because he protects you. He keeps you safe. You know what I mean? But that's just me speculating. That's not written in stone anywhere on Neopets. Then we have Tyrannia, which kind of has a similar situation. There's not like a whole lot of gods and monsters in Tyrannia. However, there is this feared creature that could be claimed to be a god in the right light, if you think about it. For a lot of us who played as children, there's this kind of experience that we all had where if you click on this thing called Lair Beast, it's a jump scare, actually, where a pterodactyl that just lives in a cave will just screech at you. And it's the villain of one game called Bounty Supreme. It's one of the rewards for one of the wheels called the Wheel of Monotony. And if you go on the page on the site, you click on it, and then it's basically just like a digital test of courage. You hear like this creaking noise, and then you hear a screech from the pterodactyl, and it jumps out and scares you. It's not really mentioned anywhere else on the site. It just is something that exists on the site, which is kind of weird. And I feel like that's partially within the lore because it's feared and nobody wants to go near it, which in a way feels very godlike to me. You know, it's like a big creature in a cave nobody wants to be near. And that just feels like we fear and respect this thing and we're not going to get near it. So that kind of goes in a more speculative route, but I feel like it should be mentioned, you know? So then we have Lost Desert, which is a little bit more obvious. And the Lost Desert is obviously like Neopets' answer to ancient Egypt. There's pyramids and it's in a desert. And I mean, historically, what were periods? What were pyramids made for?
Historically, periods are hell.
Yes, yes. So the pyramids are made obviously for pharaohs. And what were pharaohs, but royalty believed to be chosen by the gods to be the mediator between gods and the masses. So right there, I rest my case. If there's pyramids and they're supposed to be burial grounds for pharaohs, because there's literally, he's not called pharaoh, but he's King Coulson. Like, he's quite literally a king. He has all the same properties. He wears...
Neopets have an Exodus story?
A lot of people die and there's a lot of ghosts, but no, I don't think so. Jokes aside, like, the Lost Desert kind of, like, includes all these ghosts and pharaohs of past, like I was talking about. They have a lot of artifacts similar to Egyptian artifacts and other Arab countries. So there's kind of, like, a lot of self-explanatory situations with this because it's like, oh, of course these pots are made to look like this because this is a part of their culture and their religion. Same idea, just, like, without having to say it, we can kind of make these comparisons for these virtual little pets the same way that we would in comparison to Egyptian mythology.
But it's worth noting, right, that Egyptians exploited slavery, so there's also then this unspoken thread of that weaving itself through Neopets.
Yes.
Like, okay.
And there's
pyramids were built through slave labor.
Yes, yes. And there's like there's a hijabi fairy. I didn't actually mention this in my situation, but I mean, you could just be wearing it to stay cool, but also, girl, there's a reason why
she's
wearing her
hijab. The presence of Islam could very much be there.
Yes, exactly, which I didn't make this connection until talking to you about this now. And I feel like this is kind of, I didn't do a section on like Meridel and Bright Veil because it's kind of a similar situation. Those are lands that are kind of very heavily inspired by medieval Europe. So you get the gist. If it's a king, it's a king. He's clearly connected to God in some way. So same idea over and over again. And finally, I think the biggest proponent of this kind of theme is Mystery Island. And Mystery Island is just like I said, one of those lands that has not aged well. But I have to talk about it because guess what? There's actual proof of gods in Mystery Island. And because there are indigenous people on Mystery Island, the indigenous group that was always on Mystery Island, called the Pengo people, that are a group of coconut men, worship a god named Mumbo Pango or Pango Pango. There is debates on if Mumbo Pango and Pango Pango are the same character. They're drawn virtually the same, but they are referred to in different times in different names. But in the flavor text of the site and of the land, it is written directly that he is a god. In a old link on the website, if you go on neopets.com/Mumbo, you get a very big grainy photo of Mumbo Pango with large text that says Mumbo Pango is big. And like, shit, buddy, he sure is. And even back in the day when Neopets plots used to be pretty prevalent, there was a plot called Sacrificers where Mumbo Pango actually ate the Neopets team. And he still exists in Neopets lore. He currently demands to have a meal every 6 minutes, which, same king, big same, feel that. So he exists, and he's this god that has to be catered to despite religion not really being talked about on site, which is kind of fun.
That's and also then, that brings in a really interesting point where, and I think this has long been a problem of just sort of casual Western writing that has not thought beyond itself before, mm-hmm. in this idea that the worship of a god or gods that are not being recognized as, mm-hmm. right, the Anglo-Christian god is inherently seen and presented as being either lesser or more primitive or, mm-hmm. in some ways even more primordial, which obviously there's a whole host of issues with that. But it's interesting that that sort of thread even gets tied into children's media, right? That, you know, supposedly, you know, you debunked it in our Scientology episode, but that had ties to a church and that was concerning for them and they didn't mm-hmm. want those to be associated. And so to make this land, which is themed specifically by the fact that there is an indigenous population there that worships a god that demands to be fed, it's very curious to me. It's interesting the way in which people will just write things in thinking they're fun or mm-hmm. playful mm-hmm. and not take into account the ways in which that harms and reinforces a lot of ideas we have about other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't quote me on this, but there was actually an additional map added to Mystery Island called Garup Tiku. And Garup Tiku, I'm going to say, maybe came around 2009, 2010-ish. I don't have actual date in front of me. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. But the map of Garup Tiku also hosts a traditional, like, Central American pyramid that we see with the Aztecs and the Incans, and that holds a ghost of a hissi that is wearing a headdress, which is very clearly supposed to be reminiscent of a Aztec or an Incan god and stuff like that. So this ghost is feared, and it's frequently a dampener on one of the Neopets dailies that you can get big money from. So it's like, is he a ghost? Is he a god? Is he just vengeful? We don't know, you know? So there's...
The presence of ghosts in general tends to communicate, right, this idea that there is even an afterlife. And when you get into discussions of the presence of an afterlife, that inherently becomes tied into various religious beliefs and spiritual beliefs about what happens when we die. Because, right, isn't that the great question of human existence that people are always mm-hmm. foibling with?
Yeah, so there's also the Potgat Kerchi, which I'm sorry if I said it wrong. It's a part of the TCG. Like I said, I wasn't really going to go in depth with the TCG, but he's also considered a vengeful spirit and protector. And I mean, like I said, he's solely made for the TCG and it's never really mentioned on site. So I'm not deep diving, but once again, it's a protector. It's this large spirit. It could be something that can be considered as either a harbinger of destruction or peace, depending on how you treat it, which seems very godlike to me once again. And even in the flavor text, it says that Garup Tikuans worship the sun. So like, there has to be a sun god somewhere. It very much could be Potgat Kerchi for all I know, but it's there. Like, this proof is here, especially in Mystery mm-hmm. Island, that there is in fact gods and religion to some degree on the open.
It's also worth noting that a religion doesn't have to have a god, and because they're worshiping the sun, that does not mean they perceive the sun necessarily as a godlike being, but mm-hmm. that sort of spirituality still can be classified and recognized as religion.
Yes, 100%. So I think a lot of things that most listeners are probably screaming about because it's a meme is the dead Chia photo. And have you ever seen the dead Chia photo?
I have seen the dead Chia photo many times, mostly because every time you told me you were working on this episode, you sent me the dead Chia.
Exactly. That's how it is. That's how I was feeling. So the dead chia photo, for people who don't know, it's a picture of a yellow chia, which is a pet species, laying on an altar. There's roses around it, and there is a stained glass window around it, which is, this is very clearly a church. It is a part of a defunct part of the site that no longer exists, and kind of played into this like cemetery gag. And I was not on the site at the time when it was a thing. A lot of people are kind of back and forth exactly on what it was for. However, it does exist. It's been acknowledged multiple times. People know it exists. The staff knows it exists. And this is clearly a church. You know, it has an altar. Like I said, it has stained glass windows. Checkmate Neopian atheists. Like, it's religion, you know? And even in an AMA in 2016 with the early Neopets team, like some of the original creators, somebody linked a photo, the dead chia photo, to them and asked just why. And instead of explaining anything, their answer was just, he knows what he did. And truthfully, it's probably because he was a religious and a religion denying website. Like, R.A.P. King, rest in peace. But
the alternative right is a discussion about funerary practices in Neopets, which I'm sure the creators don't want to get into, because funerary practices are also incredibly tied with spirituality.
And in Neopets, your pets don't die. So even if it says dying, they'll never actually die. They'll never run away. Your pet pets might run away, but your Neopets...
You're telling me that my Neopets from when I was a child are still out there somewhere.
Well, probably not. They probably got erased in some of the purges, depending on when was the last time you were on the website, on the account. But
I was a child, so it would have been the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, then it was probably purged. Those pets don't exist anymore. However, in lore, your pets never die. So you can come back 5 years later if your account is still active, and you could just feed your pets and they'll be fine. Yeah.
The pet pets, though.
Pet pets will run away, but it doesn't happen as often as it used to, I don't think. So now we finally find ourselves with the fairies. And once again, this section is speculative, but I think the fairies can kind of also be considered like a demigod situation. In multiple plots and backstories and lore posts, the fairies are kind of shown to be teaching other Neopians magic. And it's unknown where the Neopian fairies come from, a part of the Book of Ages, which is a offshoot of the Neopets fan site Jelly Neo that keeps track of all the Neopets lore, has this to say about fairies. Cass, would you like to read this?
It is unclear when the fairies arrived in Neopia, but they were not there in the beginning. When they did arrive, the elements fought amongst themselves for many years. Queen Fiora ascended to the throne and managed to unite all of the elements in peace. Fairyland has seen very little chaos since then, though Fiora routinely intervenes to help other nations, notably turning the darkest fairy to stone when she threatened Altador.
Yep, so the fairies are ancient. They clearly don't die anytime soon. They kind of sound like elves, but they also kind of sound like the Greek gods, you know, fighting amongst themselves. They live on a big mountain peak on a cloud. They only help when they need to intervene on something really bad. So there's also no male fairies too. So, but there's also fairies that are mothers. Like in canon, there are fairies that have children that are other adult fairies. So meaning either they kind of like sprung out of the sea foam, or there's like trans fairies that TNT is not telling us about. And I have a feeling, unfortunately, it's more like they are just seafoamed out of nowhere than there are fairies having sex. So I feel like the fairies could be considered demigods in this situation. They kind of are left to their own devices until they're needed. They kind of just hang out on their giant cloud and stuff like that. So Neopets kind of are godlike. I mean, you don't really learn about, like, you could learn magic, quote unquote, from like spells and items, but I don't think anybody organically has magic the way that fairies do. Like, fairies just have them. You have to learn magic on the site otherwise type deal. So there's also like these weird small details of the game that kind of give away the hint that there's in fact religion. So this is probably like the most police yarn web photo corkboard part of this episode, but there's like,
as if this whole episode hasn't been that.
Oh, this episode totally is. But there's items and paintbrushes that actually insinuate the concept of religion pretty blatantly, which I think is fun. So if you go on like item databases, so for instance, I use items.jellyneo, which is the same site that I talked about with the Book of Ages. It's kind of shocking that there isn't anything named like Holy Guacamole or Holy Cow, the book. However, on the other side, though, there is also like the Heavenly Roast Turkey and several items with devil or devilish, including items like Deviled Steak, which happens to be one of my favorite items. Or
what are deviled eggs, though?
Aren't they deviled eggs?
What's the etymology of that term, though?
Does it actually come
from a religious place, or is it a culinary
term? I don't
term?
Think so. There are deviled eggs on Neopets, which is fun. But I don't know where the term deviled eggs come from. But I mean, clearly, if you're a little devil, you're impish. You know, like, that already insinuates, you know, so... I feel like, in a way, we kind of have to give it up. History. Deviled egg can be tracked to ancient Rome. There's any etymologies. Oh, the term deviled, in reference to food, was used in 18th century, with the first known print reference appearing in 1786. In the 19th century, it came to be used most often with spicy or zesty food, including eggs prepared with mustard, pepper, other ingredients stuffed in the yolk cavity. Similar uses...
White people aligning their hatred and disuse of spices to the devil itself. The greatest con... Can't believe I've been eating bland food because of this bullshit.
I know. Similar to the use of devil for spice foods include deviled ham or fra diavolo from the Italian word for devil. So yeah, deviled has existed for a while. So sorry about that, but it's very clearly meant to be in reference to the zesty little devil that we all know. So there's also other items that have like goddess or, like I said, devilish in it. And not to be nitpicky, but there's also a Greek goddess, Euski. And Euski is, like, Neopia's version of Barbie, essentially. And that kind of, like, blows my mind because this item came out in 2001. So the lore of the site wasn't super solidified yet. And it's kind of, like, a little goofy that it's still peppered in because then the land of Altador, which is kind of, like, a vaguely Greco-Roman world, didn't exist until 2006. So... this Euski has kind of been sitting pretty for 5 years before Altador was even, like, in the public consciousness of the site. And I kind of love that the site didn't change it to, like, Altadorian goddess or something like that. So that means in Neopets lore, Greece, in fact, exists, meaning that Greek gods are, in fact, real in Neopets canon. And then there's also, obviously, like, the question of the paintbrush and the costumes from the paintbrushes, too, because when you paint a pet... their look gets completely made over. Some of them suddenly get to wear clothes, or their fur is a different color or something like that. So
I just really love the next line in your notes.
The Christmas paintbrush is something that exists, which right there, proof of Christ. However,
God is real.
God
Jesus
is real.
Jesus proven it.
Check me. So
you don't think God's real? Explain Christmas.
Yeah, guess again, bitch. So, obviously, like, if Christmas wasn't, like, a religious thing on the site, the paintbrush itself kind of includes mostly designs that look vaguely Santa-ish. You know, there's white and red stripes for candy canes. Some are reindeer-themed or, like, Christmas tree-looking. However, there is also the Zafara, which, when painted, is made to look like an angel. And though the color is Christmas, this pet is still kind of designed to just look like an angel. And, like, angels are something that's very strictly, like, once again, spirituality and religion-based. And I'm sorry, I'm itching my foot, so if I sound far away from the mic, my foot's itchy. But the idea of, like, an angel is very clearly prevalent within this pet, and none of the other pets designed for that paintbrush have an angelic theme to them. And there are, like, a few other, like I said, there's, like, also an angel Euski and stuff like that. And yet, so I guess heaven exists on Neopets. I guess. But then also, like, on the flip side, we have the Halloween paintbrush, and pets, including, like, the Aisha, the Yusel, the Ixie, have designs that are very clearly signify, like, the devil, or at least, like, some sort of impish form, like I was saying earlier. Even the Grundo has a very obvious Grim Reaper look to its design. And
they named it Grundo?
Yeah, it's a Grundo.
Oh, no. That poor creature.
And though, like, the Grim Reaper is, like, here nor there of some proof of semblance, it does show proof, once again, of semblance of the afterlife, which is what we were talking about in this world on Neopets. And like I was saying earlier, Halloween has roots in Samhain, which is obviously a Celtic religious festival. And need I say more?
Yes, it's your job to explain.
I don't want to. So I feel like there's also this flash animation from the advent calendar that included a menorah. But honestly, I could not find it, even though I combed through all of the advent calendar animations. And maybe I made it up. Maybe, like, I'm just blind and I just missed it somehow. But I feel like it's there. I feel like there's proof of a menorah and a proof of Hanukkah in Neopets lore, which proves Judaism is real on Neopets. So pretty much, like, this site is clearly a bastardization of several things, which is, like, not shocking to me at all, because people clearly made this website. It just didn't, like, appear from the ether. So seeing that the site is kind of, like, change ownership several times, I think that also comes into play, because I don't really think there's, like, a style guide for making new pets. Like, you could see a very vast difference between, like, new
species. It doesn't seem like there's a property Bible or anything.
No, I don't think, I don't think there is, like, especially with all of these, like, new Match 3 games that have come out on the site and stuff like that. I don't think so. So, like I was saying, there's definitely some Neopets lore that can be debated as religious. I would like to give a huge shout out to my friend Jay, who I mentioned earlier, for helping me with the video game portion of my research that I decided to cut out. But I still want to say thanks to him, you know? So he's truly a fountain of Neopets knowledge. He has a really great Neopets merch collection. He's really cool. I really appreciate talking to him about Neopets. We talk about it pretty often together. So if you are also into Neopets, you can give him a follow on Twitter, and his Twitter is SnorlaxGamer. There's an underscore after Snorlax. And now I'm free of my Neopets chain. And Cass,
yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah, do you think that you are going to convert to Neopets religion, whatever it is?
I don't think, okay. I don't think you really compelled me with your sermon. But what I will say is, I think it's great evidence of the care and time and attention to detail you have to put in when creating any sort of world, because these things do, especially when you get, like, a lot of cooks in the kitchen, these things slip in. And you don't think about them in your day-to-day life. You think about a candy cane and peppermint as being a generic wintry treat, but it does have a religious tie that it hasn't quite escaped fully, that people will always hearken back to. And this is one of those things, right, of, like, people talking about, you know, Star Wars and, you know, how it's very important that in Star Wars there aren't photos visible anywhere, or how it's very important that the language has changed. I remember I was watching a Jenny Nicholson video, and she mentioned how a book used the word cliff notes, and she was like, well, hold on, we need to talk about this then, because cliff notes as a concept, you know, what are they in reference to? What is the origin of them? What justifies their existence in this world? It's like if Lord of the Rings randomly, in the middle of The Hobbit, right, J.R.R. Tolkien dropped a mention of a Hot Pocket. Suddenly, this brings so many things into question.
I just realized I forgot to mention something, but there's actually a item that's a limited one-time given pet called a Sparky. And the Sparky is actually in honor of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Claire Hummel, but she was one of the designers for Neopets for a time. The Spartle was designed after her pet, and when her pet dog Sparky actually passed away, a Sparky was made in honor of Sparky, and that was basically the Spartle, which she designed with angel wings and kind of like an angelic glow. So afterlife, once again, just proven there, the process of, like, a goodness, you know, post-death exists on the site. And you're right. Like, no one, when it's 20 people making one story, it's warrior cats, you know? It's when multiple people are writing the same story, it kind of gets a little muddled, you know? It gets to be a little confusing. And I don't blame Neopets, because they're constantly updating and changing their rules. I mean, finally, just last year, we were now allowed to say gay and lesbian on the site after not being able to for the past 20 years. So, like, I don't discredit them for being messy or like having plot holes or some shit like that. It just happens to be that when you run a site for 22 years, you're going to have some weird gaps and slip ups like this. So,
and Tease is going to find them and exploit them for their podcast.
And now every Chia has become Christian.
Prayer emoji.
Is that it? Are you good?
Yeah, that's cool. It. Thank you so much for joining us on this bonus episode. We loved having you. You can find all the information about Author's Note on authorsnotepod.com. Maybe leave us a review on Apple Podcasts that helps other people find the podcast. If you know somebody in your life who's still playing Neopets and you just want to talk to them today, maybe send them this episode and be like, hey, what's up? Let's talk.
I'm a Neopets. Are the religious
practices of Neopets?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Big Dick Swinging over here. I've been published on Neopets multiple times.
I don't want to hear you say anything that you can't say on the Neopets website, and I don't think you can write dick on the Neopets forums.
You sure as heck can't. I like when the items look like penises on Neopets. It's kind of
all right. Funny. Okay. Jesus. Oh. Another thing you can't say on Neopets.
Penis.
Cancelled. My name is Cass, and you can find me pretty much everywhere across the internet at Valhethella. That's VALHETHELLA. Tease, if people want to find more of you, where can they get you at?
You can find me on Twitter at Vicunad. That's VICUNAD. But if you specifically want my Neopets conversations and thoughts, you could follow my Neopets Twitter on Count Von Roo, which is CountVonRoo. Our theme music is done by James Wyulo. You could find him on Bandcamp under James Y. Cass, who did our cover art?
Our cover art is done by the wonderful and incredible Nyaliest, who on multiple occasions I have received an email from Neopets asking if my child can sign up to play because of Jala. You can find her on Twitter at Nyaliest. It's NYALLIEST. Tease.
Yeah.
What is something you think should have a fandom that doesn't?
I want more people that used to play Neopets and now play Neopets learn to stop. I want a fandom for Jelly Neo. That's what I want a fandom for. I want people to fucking know to use Jelly Neo. I'm so tired of people on Facebook being like, how do I do this? Just fucking look it up. Jelly Neo. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.